Welcome to episode 22 of Chimp Out Radio. I am your host, Mr. DJ Stupnig. We're going to have a lot of fun tonight, champions. Nut Nice is with us. Justin Nigger is going to be calling in later. So sit tight, because one more full hour of Chimp Out Radio starts now. Joining us tonight via Skype from the Lone Star State of Texas, a very talented and funny man, moderator of ChimpOut.com and pioneer of Chimp Out Radio, a man who created the Nigger World Atlas, which has had a combined total of over 100,000 hits. Please welcome Nut Nice. How are you doing tonight, Nut Nice?
I'm doing great, DJ. Thank you for having me on again. I wasn't expecting to be back quite so soon, but I'm pleased that I am. And first of all, may I say, great job on the show. I heard the first show you did with Birdman, and it was very impressive. It was just very well put together, and it's very funny.
All right, well, thank you very much.
Just listening to number 20 and 21, you know, it really turned out really great. And things are moving along quite well here, and I'm really happy about it. So,
me too.
As we said before, Nut Nice, you're always welcome to come back whenever, so here you are.
I appreciate that, and yeah, here I am indeed, and well, looking forward to doing some nigger bashing tonight. Quite frankly, it feels like it's been a while, so happy to be here.
Yeah, we're glad you're with us, Nut Nice. Now tell us, what have you been doing all of this time?
Mostly keeping busy with work, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. Getting laid. Getting laid.
Not so much lately with the getting laid, but that is on hiatus, actually.
Oh.
That's fine, you know. It's not the end of the world, I guess.
I wouldn't know personally, you know, but...
Yeah. But, you know, the booze and all that stuff helps, and this helps, of course. So,
well, sure.
You know, I've been keeping busy and just dropping by the forum every now and then, and I'll post from time to time, but I'm, looking forward to spending a little more time with my fellow champions the next several days and weeks, probably.
And, Nut Nice, you are known for the Nigger World Atlas. Can you tell the champions tonight how you came across the idea of putting that together?
Well, it wasn't that this big epiphany I had or anything, but basically what had happened was... I guess it was last summer, I think, is when I started it, about a little over a year ago. I had just read a book put out by the comedy website and newspaper, The Onion.
Mm-hmm.
They made basically sort of a satirical world atlas. where they would write just smart-ass stuff about countries all over the world in what looks like a serious atlas if you at first look at it, you know, as far as the format.
Right.
It could be a real atlas, but it's hilarious. And part of it is they pretty much rag on the niggers and on the nigger countries and get away with it. You know, I've heard no protests of racism over that book, but it gave me the idea kind of like, well, hey, you know, we can do this all the way and just make it just be openly anti-nigger.
Sure.
And just do something like this, like an atlas, sort of a funny kind of thing. And one night as an afterthought, I came up with the entry on Liberia and posted it, and it was an immediate hit, and it just went from there.
Turned out really well after all this time. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, and there's so many countries that have been destroyed by niggers, unfortunately, all over the world that, I mean, we're up to 32 entries, I believe, and we're still not done.
I found one of those articles, but the most recent one about the Dominican Republic actually caught my eye because the Dominican niggers are kicking out the Haiti niggers that try to come across the border for a better life, I assume. And not saying that the Dominican Republic is a really great country, but it's much better than Haiti. I mean, Haiti is the armpit of the West. It's funny that the chimps over in the Dominican Republic are kicking out the Haitian niggers. You be getting the fuck out of here and shit.
Go back to eating your mud pies and shit.
Well, you know, it's funny you mentioned the Dominican Republic and Haiti because the only issue I had basically with the entry of the Dominican Republic, and believe me, it was a great entry and I laughed my ass off, but there was one thing that I suggested could be included if he ever decided to add to that entry. It was back in the 1930s, the Dominican Republic had a brutal dictator, Rafael Trujillo. And the guy was, I think, an octoroon. I think one of his great-grandparents was a nigger from Haiti.
Mm-hmm.
And he was pretty upset about it. He hated the fact that he had nigger blood. So he was extremely anti-nigger. And one time he just got sick of the niggers near the border with Haiti. The border that both countries shared, there was a lot of traffic, and a lot of niggers from Haiti would come to the Dominican Republic, just cross the border, to work as farmhands and what have you. So Trujillo sent the army to find all the Haitian niggers, and ended up killing about 30,000 of them.
Wow, that's a lot of good niggers.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was just a colossal monkey side, basically, right here in the Western Hemisphere, and carried out by someone who was part nigger, not surprisingly. And to me,
That reminds me of some of the octoroons that try to sign up for Chimp Out saying they hate niggers more than we do. They want to be members, even though they're like an eighth or a quarter nigger. They want to join up with us.
They want to be members, yeah, because they want to be human.
Surprised. Mm-hmm. You'd be surprised how many requests we've received of that nature. It's fucking hilarious.
Hey, can I join you? Forum is shit. I hate niggers.
I promise to take out my cornrows, you know what I'm saying?
Well, you know what, and I don't blame him for hating niggers, but that's besides the point, I mean. Oh, lordy!
I missed hearing that, nice. Your patented signature, oh lordies. That's something that Chimp Out Radio is definitely missing here.
So, yeah, I really can't pull it off as well as you do, not nice.
No one can.
Well, you can probably just make it into a soundbite.
I thought about doing that. Yeah, I mean, sampling it. Yeah,
yeah, sampling. You know, like I mean, that would be kind of, I don't know, a little reminiscent of rap. You know, the sampling, but
yeah,
it's okay. That's for a good cause. So
that's true.
Well, every rap song made in the last 30 years is a sample of something else.
That's true.
When's the last time a nigger wrote an original tune?
1920s.
I think it was like Blue Moon back in the 50s or something.
Like 1956, maybe. Thank you. Yeah, because now we got P. Shitty, Gay-Z. The nigga who chimped out of the awards, Kanye West.
Kanye.
You know, I actually felt sorry for Taylor Swift for the longest time until some members dug up some pictures of her acting like a wigger, and I just shook my head. I was like, oh, man.
Yeah.
Such a pretty young girl has to be behaving like that. It's just unbelievable. And she even did some stupid-ass rap song with some nigger I never even heard of. Oh, my God. Why do we have to put up with this crap?
It's ridiculous. I mean, I thought the incident, at least with Kanye West, was hilarious, but, I mean, it's just TMB. So, there's really nothing surprising about it, and I was actually a little amused by the fact that it became such a big deal, because I thought, well, some crazy nigger, I mean, a nigger that's obviously mentally ill, besides being a nigger, runs up onto a stage and makes an ass of himself. That's news? I mean, that's...
Yeah, and the President of the United States, who's also a filthy nigger, has to comment on it, too.
Called him a jackass.
Called him a jackass!
Yeah,
well, if that's not the nig calling a nigger black, you know, or however that goes.
Pot
calling the kettle the nigger, or however it goes.
You know that guy's a jackass! So, speaking of Obongo, he just very recently suffered a colossal humiliation in front of the entire world.
Oh, yes.
Yes, he did.
When the city of Chimpago got turned down for the Olympics in 2016. I mean, Obongo got fucking owned.
Oh, man, that was so brilliant.
In front of the entire world.
Yes, he did.
I guess the Olympic the medalists don't want to get their medals stolen while walking through the streets of Chicago.
If you think about this, in the end, the committee considered Rio de Janeiro basically a safer city to hold the Olympics in.
That's saying a lot. That really is saying a lot. Rio de Janeiro is a safer city than Chicago.
What's sad is they're probably right.
Yeah. I'm willing to bet they are.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Chicago is a bloodbath. I mean, so many niggers die every day in Chicago from the hands of other niggers. It's just starting to live up to the reputation of Detroit.
Oh, yeah.
Which is...
Well, then maybe they should make nigger killing nigger an Olympic event.
Well, yeah, they're pretty good at it.
Yeah. I mean, and then instead of giving them a bronze medal or whatever, you just give them, like, some KFC... a banana.
Yeah, maybe even during the running events, you know, you can hand them a TV set or a, or a hubcap, tell them to run and have like cops chasing them, you know, just, you know, since we're being so kind to niggers and we have to worship them as gods, you know, we might as well make events that are especially for niggers, like, you know, running from the police or killing each other with various objects.
Yeah. Is Ottoman raping an event?
You know, it should be.
It could be in Chicago. The thing is, I think part of what I guess the final nail in the coffin for Chicago getting turned down for the Olympics was the recent rash of chimp outs among teenagers in Chicago. There was, it all kind of blew up with the. A gang of niggers stomping to death some other nigger kid, because he didn't want to join a gang or some shit like that. And, after this happened, the media, of course, rushed to portray this dead nigger as a good boy, and he was an honor student.
And he didn't do nothings.
Yeah, he didn't do nothings.
And he was an aspiring rapper.
Yeah, he probably was. He must have been.
To church every Sunday.
Yeah, absolutely. He wasn't in the gang, but somehow got involved in a gang fight.
So I guess if you're a nigger, and the way this logic works, I guess if you're a nigger and you're not a gang member, you might as well be a Rhodes Scholar then. I mean, since we're comparing things here.
That's a fair comparison.
What is the nigger equivalent of a Rhodes Scholar? Would it be like a cornrow scholar? Or like a blunt scholar?
Well, you know, it all boils down to achievement, and as far as niggers are concerned, achievement is how many years in prison you can get. So if you get over 100 years in prison, you are a nigger Rhodes Scholar.
That's
well,
true.
I think a nigger Rhodes Scholar would probably be the academic creme de la creme of niggers, Like, it'll be like this nigger who knows, like, how much 2 plus 2 is. And can recite the alphabet.
Okay, now, now you're just being silly, not nice.
Yeah,
yeah, I'm talking science fiction here.
You're thinking of the experiments they were doing with chimpanzees.
Yeah, I'm always confused.
Yeah.
Well, Coco the gorilla could probably do all those things.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Coco's way smarter than your average street buck.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Coco could learn how to use an abacus, you know, and, you know, use a stick to get termites out of a hole in the ground. You couldn't ask a nigger to do that.
You could even get a nigger to tell you what an abacus was.
I don't know. Maybe they think it's like a state prison or somewhere or something. You are just going abacus.
Let's sing about niggers and the things they do. Let's sing about niggers. Gonna play you a tune. Big black dirty head, big old titties. Why don't really want some bacon for a buck? If you're looking for a handout, you're out of fucking luck. Let's sing about niggers.
We're back, champions, and our special guest joining us tonight in the studios of Chimp Out Radio is none other than Chimp Out Radio founder, Nut Nice. Nut Nice, do you want to do the, for old time's sake, you want to do the intro to the news segment?
Well, sure. So, wow. You know, it's only been a few weeks, but it feels like it's been longer. I mean, I'd be happy to do the intro to the news. I'm sure there's plenty going on in the world of TNB. As always, niggers have certainly not stopped being niggers, certainly not just like did my last show. So, Birdman, well, what do you have? Do you have some news stories?
Yes, I do. First one is really quite a good one. This nigger-loving enabler adopted a nigglet and then gave him up. I guess she took him back. She took him back to the Walmart where she found him.
Was she still under warranty? I wonder. I don't know.
Yeah, she kept this nigglet for 18 months, and as it says in this MSNBC article, it was so heartbreaking for her to give up this nigglet.
Right.
No decision she ever made or ever expects to make was more agonizing or more controversial. After 18 months of pouring her love and efforts into bonding with her adoptive ape, Anita Tedaldi realized it wasn't working and gave the child to another family. I hope it was a black family, because you're just handing off garbage to another family. I loved him, and I cared deeply for him. Tidaldi told Today Show's Matt Lauer Thursday in New York, "I tried to do the same exact thing I did with my biological children, but over time it became clear that our family maybe wasn't a good match for him." No shit. I mean, you had just adopted an ape, for crying out loud. This is what infuriates me about these damn coal burners and these nigger lovers. I mean, they really don't understand that they are truly apes, and they behave like apes. Tidaldi inspired both praise and condemnation when she wrote in the New York Times Motherlode blog about the orphan boys she and her husband adopted, whom they learned had been found abandoned at the side of the road. See, this, I mean, even the nigger parents are smart enough to want to get rid of them, you know?
Right.
But she says she was ecstatic when she picked up the boy, whom she identifies only as D, after months of waiting. Tidaldi recounted, "But as much as she poured herself into the challenges of raising him along with her natural children, well, this boy was about 2 years old, and I'm guessing that at the age of two, he was trying to rape her other children." You know how niggers are. They mature very quickly. I mean, they're ready to breed by the time age six comes around. So, as time went on, Tidaldi began to consider giving him to another adoptive family, but first she sought out a therapist to help her bond with the nigglet. Still, I struggled.
She had to have a therapist, and she only had this thing for about a year.
She had it for 18 months.
Wow.
I mean, this is what we say day in and day out on the forum. It's like, it's not right to mix humans and niggers. It's just not right. It's not natural. I mean, that's why we always say that coal burners are mentally ill, because you'd have to be mentally ill to want to breed with an ape. But, and the article goes on, "Still, I struggled. One day I was on the phone with Jennifer, our social worker, who merely asked what's up, when I blurted out that I couldn't parent the baby anymore. The things were too hard. What was it, breaking into your car or eating all the fried chicken before you get a chance to?
Raping the cat and throwing his cat poo all over the place.
Oh my
God. Swinging from the chandelier going, ooh, 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 ah, ah."
Throwing feces at his brothers and sisters. I mean, his article's very clear, you know. I don't really need to read any more of it, because it's a pretty long article.
You know, that would make a great reality show, though. Wouldn't you love to see that?
Can you live with a nigglet for 18 months?
Yeah.
And if you managed to make it through 18 months of living with a nigglet, you'd get $1 million.
Actually, the show should be more like, try to survive, I don't know, try to race a nigglet for 18 minutes.
Minutes.
if you can yeah, survive that.
The contestants, it would be like Name That Tune, where they would say, "I can name that tune in 5 notes," and then the other person would say, "I can name that tune in 4 notes." Well, I can raise a nigger for 17 minutes. Well, I could do it for 18 or whatever.
I think I'd last about 30 seconds before I'd run for the hills.
Oh.
I wouldn't be the one winning the $1 million.
You'd be so traumatized if you won the $1 million, you wouldn't even be able to spend it.
Dude, I'd be taking lithium for the rest of my life after that experience.
You can, you know, use that that money to pay for a state of mental hospital. Because,
right.
I mean, I would last maybe, I don't know, 0.0003 nanoseconds.
That long?
Yep,
wow.
That long. That's
well,
on a good day.
Know, you know, when everything in your house is destroyed and the cat is walking bow-legged, I mean, it's time to give up.
The cat's pregnant.
Hey, it doesn't have to take long. I mean, niggers are so quick, so fast to rape and destroy, they almost warp the space-time continuum with how quick they are to steal and rape.
Wow, they just might be able to find a way to travel through time by the quickness of which niggers rape things.
The speed of nig.
N equals nig squared.
See, that was the original plot for Back to the Future, but a studio chickened out and changed it.
Yeah, because they were really going to call it Black to the Future. You know, but the censors didn't like that.
You know, we're going to have a nigger rapist in the trunk of the DeLorean, and,
it wouldn't have been a DeLorean. It probably would have been a Cadillac.
Well, the nigger wouldn't have been driving it. He would have just powered, I guess, the time travel mechanism by the speech.
With his dick, you know.
Yeah.
Well, there isn't much room in a DeLorean to rape anything. He needs a big trunk of a Cadillac to rape something.
Yeah, and as soon as he rapes it 55 times, then, you know, they go through the warp there. Black to the Future, yeah.
You wouldn't even have to get a human involved. All you have to do is, give him a goat or something. An ottoman.
A goat or an ottoman. And, yeah.
Wow. That's
all right.
Well, I guess the final version of the movie worked, too. So.
Yeah.
It's all right.
We ought to send them all back to Africa. We ought to send them all back to Africa. We ought to send them all back to Africa where they belong. We ought to send them all back to Africa. We ought to send them all back to Africa. They ought to get the hell out of America and leave the white man alone. They don't like this, they don't like that. They're never satisfied, and that's the fact. The more we give, the more they take. The more we fix, the more they break. The country's in an awful mess, with a whole lot of civil unrest. I got one thing to suggest. They ought to leave and get gone, and gather up all the niggers and go back home. We ought to send them all back to Africa. We ought to send them all back to Africa. We ought to send them all back to Africa where they belong. We ought to send them all back to Africa. We ought to send them all back to Africa. They ought to get the hell out of America and leave the white man alone. They want their way, it ain't no doubt. They just keep pushing, they never stop. They don't like the way things are done. They ought to go back to where they come from. So white people, I'm asking you, let's buy us a boat or two. And here's what we need to do, to help them pack and be kind. Make sure we don't leave one nigger behind. And send them all back to Africa. We ought to send them all back to Africa. We ought to send them all back to Africa where they belong. We ought to send them all back to Africa. We ought to send them all back to Africa. They ought to get the hell out of America and leave the white man alone. Life in America would be so great without niggas here to demonstrate about this and that and that and this and you and me and getting things free. Won't you listen to me? Let's send them all back to Africa. Send them all back to Africa. We ought to send them all back to Africa where they belong. We ought to send them all back to Africa. We ought to send them all back to Africa. They ought to get the hell out of America and leave the white man alone. They ought to get the hell out of America and leave the white man alone.
And we're back now, champions. It's time for the top 10 list. Birdman, do we have a topic for this week's top 10?
Yes, this week's topic is how to tell if your girlfriend's a coal burner. And tonight we have Justin Iger with us to read them off for us. Justin, go right ahead.
All right. Well, here's the top 10.
Okay, number 10.
You ask her if her kids are illegitimate, and she says, no, they can read.
Number 9.
She has an Obama sticker on her bra.
Oh! Number 8.
She gets her fingernails painted at Earl Scheib.
Oh! Number 7.
You take her out to dinner and she's surprised that you actually paid the check.
I like that one. Number 6.
She thinks heavy petting involves a baseball bat and brass knuckles.
Number five.
During sex, instead of screaming her name, she shouts, "Next!"
Number four.
She went to the hair salon and told the stylist to cut her hair, and she spread her legs.
Ooh! Should that one That's be number bad. Four? Wow. Number three.
When she did the split, she stuck to the floor.
Who comes up with this stuff? Seriously, who writes this stuff? Okay, and number two.
She's got more clap than an auditorium.
Oh, more clap than that's an auditorium.
Brutal. That's brutal.
Wow, that's probably what she's going to name her first niglet, too, auditorium.
Auditorium Jackson.
Jackson Jones. Hyphenated.
And what is the number one reason why you should know that your girlfriend's a coal burner?
Her box smells like a chicken shack.
Oh! More grease than a deep fryer.
All good things come from Africa. AIDS and the West Nile virus. All good things come from Africa. Clitorectomies, girls! Ah! All good things come from Africa. And don't forget, niggas! All good things come from Africa. Media, 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 Ebola virus. All good things come from Africa. Slavery and apartheid. All good things come from Africa. Cannibalism and headhunters and bad goes. All good things come from Africa. And don't forget, good things come from Africa. Tarzan and Jane. All good things come from Africa. Amputations in the diamond trade. All good things come from Africa. Travel massacres from boot to a zoo. All good things come from Africa.
And don't forget,
I hear Rwanda's a nice place to visit.
Yeah, Ethiopia is too, in the dry season.
Ethiopia, you goddamn hillbilly!
Somalia's a nice place to visit this time of year if you want to catch some kind of damn disease and die.
Yeah, but we gotta thank Africa for AIDS, though, because it's killing all the faggots.
Not to mention lots of niggers in Africa.
Thank you, Africa!
Thank you!
You know what I've discovered is that niggers don't know that we call them coons.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I've made so many coon jokes right to their face, and they just don't even notice. They don't know that we call them coons. They just don't know.
Maybe they just don't understand the jokes.
That could be. Because
when you have an IQ of 40, it kind of makes things difficult.
That's true.
I mean, their brains are about to burst into flames just trying to figure out the structure of the joke.
Well, there was
concentrate on any racial slurs.
Well, there was one time I think the nigger actually got it. I was walking down the street and I saw this nigger crossing the street, and he was holding one of those live traps, you know, where you can catch an animal in live and then release it later. And there was a coon in it. And as he walked by, I said, "Hey, is that your dinner?" But no, he just grinned from ear to ear. So I think he really was planning on eating that raccoon. I'm not sure.
What about the? Well, you hear that story, like, it was a while back where some nigger in Detroit was making, like, coons, meat out of coons and possums or something.
Yeah, he was hunting them. He was like an expert coon hunter, and he was catching these things inside Detroit. And he was selling the meat really cheap, too. Yeah.
Good to see Detroit's doing so well.
Oh, yeah.
It's that entrepreneurial spirit, you know.
Yeah. Really bouncing back.
But, you know, I don't know if you guys have seen the Ruins of Detroit thing. There was an article on there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, where, you know, like if you look at a satellite picture of Detroit, then what was once, you know, a metropolis, there are sections that have – that trees are growing through the parking lots and nature is reclaiming the city. And deer are often spotted in the cemeteries in Detroit. And now they have pheasant coming in there too. And coyotes and wolves. And it's turning into – you know, because there's so much – There's pheasants walking around Detroit, and I'm surprised the niggers haven't figured out that you can eat those. You can fry them like chicken.
You let niggers run any place for more than a couple of years, and whatever place it is they're running ends up looking like, you know, like the set of I Am Legend.
Jonestown,
you know,
Jonestown, the morning after.
Yeah, it's like it's almost like they have like time warping powers. Like they can make a place revert back to the Stone Age in a matter of months.
True.
I mean, trees growing through goddamn parking lots in what was once a major city not that long ago.
Yeah, and if you look at the satellite pictures now, it looks like, you know, there's like a forest. Like, because you can't even see that there were buildings there at one time.
It's like that show, I forget what channel it was, maybe National Geographic Channel, maybe Discovery. I think it was maybe it's called After Humans or...
Oh,
I forget the excitement of the show, but a day show what it would be like if humanity vanished all of a sudden from Earth, how nature would basically reclaim everything we've built. They should do a show like that, maybe called After Niggers, where you have the niggers run a place for, I don't know, a couple of weeks, and just watch the place basically revert back to the Stone Age. Kind of like on that show, but right. You know, with niggers instead of humanity vanishing.
Right.
Well, there would be barbecue pits set up, but, you know, other than that.
Well, did you guys see the before and after pictures of my house renting to niggers?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, a long time ago.
I think so. It was a while ago.
Yeah, unfortunately, those are no longer hosted. They were just hosted through some free image host site, and they're gone now. But, yeah, I mean, it's just amazing. I'm actually in that house right now at this moment. You know, I kicked the niggers out, and there were fucking mice everywhere.
Right.
Ah, shit.
It's disgusting. And they never clean up because, you know, mice, it turns, I did some research, mice will seek a wall and they will always travel along a wall and they can't control their bladders and they'll just pee and poop all the time. And they use their fur as feelers. So basically they just spread pee and poop all over everything around. And you can go into any room, bathroom, kitchen, doesn't matter. And in this house, before I moved in, after the niggers, there was just grime all the way around every single wall. It was disgusting.
Well, you can't really blame the mice for all of it.
Well, no, I'm blaming the niggers for all of it.
Well, you know, there would have been mice if the niggers hadn't been treating the place like basically a landfill.
Mm-hmm.
As Lord knows, niggers can't live anywhere that's not, that doesn't resemble the dumpster behind a Popeye's.
That's like a nigger condominium. That's high living for them. Can you imagine if you were a nigger living in a dumpster behind a Popeyes? You'd be happy. Free food brought to you every day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And you can meet all kinds of interesting people. And you can hit on. You can go walk over to a drive-thru and hit on the sows, you know, who are buying their chicken.
Right.
And it'd be high living for some nigger.
Yeah.
They probably rent those. You want some dick with that chicken?
I'll give you extra spicy, you know what I'm saying? I mean, who knows? I mean, maybe to niggers, maybe that's their goal. Maybe someday on Cribs we'll see some nigger crapper living on a Popeye's dumpster. And that'll be the pinnacle of nigger achievement right there.
Yeah, and all the niggers living in the Popeye's dumpster will look down on the poor niggers living in, like, a Burger King dumpster. You know? And they're looking down on the even poorer niggers who are living in a McDonald's dumpster.
Well, hell, when I was going to school a couple years back in Pittsburgh, I saw a port-a-john, like a porta-potty thing with the door wide open, some nigger passed out in there. Like half of his body was outside of the port-a-john and the other one, half was inside. He was passed out sleeping, as funny as hell.
Oh, damn.
I've been living in a port-a-john and shit.
Yeah, because niggers are so stupid, he would be living in the poor John going, nah, the only thing I need to do is get a bathroom installed. Then I have everything.
Wow, it's a house and a Jenkins factory.
He was, that nigger was passed out from a Jenkins overdose. That's what it was.
Yeah, I guess he had a good batch there.
Fresh, yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder if white people make poop makes better Jenkins than nigger poop. You think?
That's a subject I really don't want to explore. Maybe when we have black metal on again, we can do.
All right, well, we're going to read some letters, weren't we?
Yeah, let's get these letters knocked out so we'll be done for tonight.
Okay.
You got to get to bed, DJ.
Yeah, I got a big day tomorrow. I got to spend a day with a bunch of fucking niggers. Niggers, that's going to be an interesting wedding. Because I don't know much about her, but I understand that she comes from a really wealthy family. And because, okay, you know how when you get married, you register someplace, and then, you know, when you go to buy a gift, you just pull up everything that they want at the store. Okay, it was 9 fucking pages, man. 9 pages of shit that they registered.
You mean they weren't registered at the Family Dollar?
I wish. No, it was Bed Bath & Beyond.
Family Dollar.
and KFC. Yeah, they were registered at Popeyes and KFC. No, they were registered at Bed Bath & Beyond, and the first thing on their list was a platinum goblet.
Boy.
What the fuck? Who wants a platinum goblet? And what would you do with it?
She getting married to Little Wayne or something?
Platinum goblet. So I was going to get him a plastic one and just pretend like I read it wrong. Oh, you said platinum. I thought you said plastic. Oh, okay.
Just get him, geez, I don't know what they're gonna be needing. I guess get him maybe a grill for the bride.
No, I got him some cookware, and then right by the checkout, they had this thing for making, I'm not making this up, making monkey bread. And then they had pictures of little monkeys dancing. I said, I'm getting that. It's only $9. I got to do it.
Oh, God.
So, you know, yeah.
So we're sad to hear about that kind of coal burning, but
anyway,
I don't know.
Yeah, nothing you can do.
Yeah, nothing you can do about it. Although you could, at the wedding reception, you know, go over to where the DJ is and mess, you know, I may distract him and put in a chimp out radio so it'll play out over the PA.
Suck the cheetah's dick.
Oh, yeah.
Suck the cheetah's dick.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, switch the DJ's CDs and put a Wesley Willis one in there.
And they probably won't even notice. So.
Label it as Mariah Carey or some shit. And just see you lying around. I mean, I know you're going to be there, DJ, but still, think about it.
Yeah, okay, I'll think about that.
You know, so I got Cheetah's dick going over the sound system there at the wedding.
Yeah, when they're walking down the aisle.
Yeah.
You're Wesley Willis. Yeah, there's a fond memory for them, and I'm sure to take that to Jamaica. She's going to be sucking a monkey's dick on the honeymoon, I know that.
She's probably going to be sucking a lot of monkey's dicks.
Oh, yeah.
Jamaica is not a nice place.
Can you lend a nigga a pencil?
Government is also demanding that we give everything to the filthy low-life We must use these tools that the great God has given us to fight them. Whip, a noose, a knife, a dick, a brand and iron. These things strike fear into a ninja talk.
Letters on Chimp Out Radio. Birdman, are you ready for tonight's love letter section?
Yeah, tonight's love letters are going to be a little different. Before we were doing love letters from the guest forum, and tonight we will be doing love letters sent to our administrators directly by angry niggers and liberals. Okay, yeah, the administrators get quite a few angry emails throughout every week, and they post them up on the forum announcements, and I gather a few of them, and Not Nice and I will read them off. So I will start. The following message was sent to you via the Chimp Out Contact Us forum by Laquinda is my name.
Don't wear it out.
Yeah. You all had better get your hearts right with God before you die. So it's a Jesus nigger. There is a special gate in the pits of hell, especially reserved just for you.
Yeah, and it says whites only. Niggers can't use it. Well, fuck you.
This website is a shame, but hey, go to hell if you please. It just leaves more room for us niggers to roam about without the likes of idiots such as yourselves to worry about. I pray for your souls to be saved. Lord have mercy!
Mm-hmm. All right, well, here's another one. It's kind of along the same lines. It's also a Jesus nigger. This one was sent to us by someone or something calling itself God's son for some delusional nigger who stands in street corners with a "the end is here" sign.
That nigger wants your cup.
No, listen, no nigger knows who their daddy is, so he's obviously lying. Yeah.
Well, good point. Anyway, here's his piece of shit message. This site is obviously an indirect cover-up for deeply rooted jealousy. You know, bigger dicks to get them white girl addicted. Dark skin without, in parentheses, dark tan, and dark is misspelled. Stronger spirit, stronger body, stronger minds, better cooks, better fashion style. I guess this is so incoherent, but I think so far what he's trying to say is, I guess he's trying to enumerate the ways in which niggers are supposed to be better than humans. That said, well, let me read on. When we make babies with white people, the stronger DNA shows through, like President Obama, etc. It goes on to say, this sentence I just found astounding. Black men commit crimes based on survival most of the time, but it is the curse of slavery and modern-day sharecropping that keeps the masses of black people down.
Lordy, wow. Lordy, they're keeping us down and shit. So know what I'm saying?
They're saying slavery is still keeping them down?
Oh, and sharecropping.
Modern-day sharecropping, yeah.
In the year 2009, I'm not sure what the hell they're talking about, but okay.
Maybe he was huffing a jenkum when he wrote this to us.
Oh, I hope so. Otherwise, this would be tough to explain.
Well, if it was Jenka based, it wouldn't be share cropping. It'd be share crapping.
There you go.
And that's not keeping them down. It's keeping them up.
Maybe that's what he meant.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's a little bit more. He goes on to say, the greatest crimes in the world up until this day are committed by white people. Slavery, extermination of the American... yeah, extermination of the American Indians, the Vietnam War, Iraq, etc. Know your history. White people come from black people, proven by white people. In parentheses, Discover Magazine. Okay.
Oh, this one's citing its references now. Discover magazine. Wow. So I'm surprised he didn't cite like Ranger Rick.
Okay.
You know, or fucking Hustler or something.
3-2-1 contact.
According to fucking Sesame Street.
So this thing was at his, I guess, parole officer's waiting room, and one of the magazines was Discover magazine, and he read like maybe half an article and somehow came out with the idea that it said that white people came from niggers. And so he would cite that as a source on here. And there's a little bit more here. So we all come from the same big lip, big titty, big ass, nappy headed, great, 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 great grandma. You're right. We are in bad shape as far as education, income, and other areas. Yeah, no shit.
You noticed but that, we have, okay, wow, thanks.
But we have came a long way. We have came a long way. And we will continue until we run the world like we have before.
In Ethiopia.
Egypt. Okay. And many others.
Has he seen Ethiopia lately?
Any time in the last 1,000 years?
Yeah.
I mean, what the fuck? Yeah, they rule Ethiopia. What's your point?
These black supremacists are so funny. You know, they claim to be Egyptian. I mean, I was raiding some nigger chat board one night, and there was a nigger that was claiming that Beethoven was black. Fuck, nigger.
He probably saw a Disney movie and got a little confused. You know, what, wasn't there a movie called Beethoven about a dog or something?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What color was that dog?
It was like red and white, I think.
Okay, well, there goes my theory.
And that's Clifford.
Oh, that's Clifford. You know, a dog is a dog. It's still better than a nigger.
Well, yeah. That's definitely not – that's undebatable, that's for sure. But anyway, we have another letter to read.
Yes, the following message was sent to you via Chimp Out Contact Us Forum by your buddy. You are so ignorant. I hate you because your beliefs are contrary to the American dream. No, our beliefs are in support of the American dream, just because if we got rid of niggers, we'd get rid of a hell of a lot of problems. I hate you because you are a redneck piece of shit, of course.
Yep.
I hate you because you are stupid white trash. Can't you figure that out, you fucking moron? Fuck, you are the stupidest result of inbreeding I could imagine. And that's... God, we've heard that so many times, haven't we?
Oh, yeah.
That's a cliche by now. Well, how about this one? Sent to us by Nigger America's Finest. And
finest I am, what? Turd?
Yeah, the finest down low crack-addled jenkum addict. So let me read the message this chimp somehow pounded out into a keyboard and sent to us. Kiss black America's asses, you white funky bastards. Y'all hate us, but want to be black.
Yeah.
That's used to me.
Yeah.
At the beach, tanning and shit. Y'all developed this website because you are very weak now. Have to hide behind your computers. Guess what? We have a black man that will be your president, like it or not. And there ain't shit y'all stinking-ass white folks can do about it. Y'all smell like old hot dogs. And y'all women are now fucking Mexican men. Wow, I apparently haven't been out of my apartment in years because I haven't noticed that. Don't be so fast to judge me either. I have white friends, but I hate white coward racist.
Racist?
Singular. Yeah, just one racist. So it's not all of us.
Well, maybe it's me. Maybe I'm the racist he hates.
Well, spelling isn't exactly this nigger's strong point.
Yeah, this mess just riddled with just spelling and grammar errors. It was kind of hard getting through it, actually.
As per usual. Now, let me read off this last one. It's nice and short. Sent to us by Fuck You. Website reported, thanks for your time and stupidity. P.S. I'm a nigger.
Shit,
really? Enlighten us with that.
Website reported to who? The internet police?
Maybe a manager of a KFC.
Yeah, nigga will go to a KFC, they'll go to a drive-thru, go like, I want to report a racist website.
Serve those people. Don't be serving these people chicken and shit.
They come here for chicken, you dumb. You get the fuck out of here. No, somebody's on bubble gum in their ass and shit.
And like the nigga working at KFC drive thru would be like, yo, what? You talking about? Want some chicken? What?
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is tonight's love letters.
The music is telling me it's time to end this episode of Chimp Out Radio. Yeah, we had a lot of fun tonight, and it was really nice. We'd like to thank Mr. Nut Nice for joining us again tonight.
Oh, it was my pleasure. I hope to do this again sometime.
Yeah, Nut Nice, it's always great to have you on. You're more than welcome to come back whenever you want, and we had a lot of laughs tonight.
Oh, yeah, we sure did, so... You know, I definitely look forward to spending some time again, and I definitely had a ton of fun tonight.
All right, guys, we have a pretty recent feature here on the website called the Evidence Locker, and if you haven't checked it out already, go ahead and check it out. We have mugs, T-shirts, anything related to Chimp Out that you would want, and since we don't take donations, we figured, you know, to gain some revenue to help pay for the site, you know, would create Evidence Locker, so make sure to check it out and buy plenty of Chimp Out goods.
And don't forget to tune in 1 week from today for the special Halloween edition of Chimp Out Radio. Nut Nice and Birdman and DJ would like to thank the thousands of champions who made Chimp Out Radio what it is today. Special thanks also to Justin Iger for reading this week's top 10 list.
All right, and I guess that's it for us. Goodbye, folks, and don't take any shit from niggers.
That's right. And Chimp Out Radio wishes each and every champion to have a safe and happy Halloween. And don't eat too much candy, or you'll get sick.